Dude, the weirdest thing happened on Twitter a couple of weeks ago. I didn't have this podcast at the time, so I couldn't talk about it, but I do want to talk about it now. I posted some tweet about how, like, Asian parents hit their kids, and a guy was like, "Why are you being racist? You are being racist towards Asians for saying that all of them hit their kids." And the person who said that to me was a white dude, so he wasn't Asian. And I was just so confused. I was like, well, first of all, we do hit our kids. Every single Asian parent hits their kids. Every single one. And that's a fact. You won't find a Chinese mother that's just like, how about some time out? No. They'll take off the belt. And then fucking do their best Indiana Jones impression with that belt. So that's a fact, you know? All Asian parents hit their kids. Which, you know, different parenting styles, right? But it was also weird that this dude was just, like, not Asian and just saying, like, he was, like, trying to cancel me for talking about my own race when he was a different race, you know? If he was Asian, then it would be like, okay, whatever, you're kind of a bitch, but I'll let it slide. But he was white, so that just confused me. So I just went back and forth with this dude. It was like the only Twitter argument I've ever been in. Just like, well, we actually do hit our kids, dude. And also, like, what right do you have to comment on our culture? You can't call me a racist when I know my culture better than you. He also, his profile picture of on his Twitter was also him in clown makeup. So I told him, like, maybe your parents should have hit you so you wouldn't be a clown. He didn't like that. Yeah, it was fucking weird, dude. Twitter is just, I think at that time, like, it was during the peak of the summer, which was also like the peak of, like, cancel culture on Twitter. I think, like, Chris D'Elia was getting canceled, and I think Brian Callen had just gotten canceled, and it got to the point where open micers were getting canceled on Twitter. Like, people who had, like, 100 followers, other people would be like, yeah, why are you doing this? Use your platform for... I have 100 followers. Jesus Christ. Cancel someone important. So, yeah, it was... I think, you know, people were just getting really excited about canceling other people. And I think what cancel culture people who are, like, super pro cancel culture, what they kind of have to admit is that they're bored, and being offended is like pretty entertaining. Because everyone who has a Twitter is a loser. Like, they're not doing anything with their lives. That includes me. Okay, I have a Twitter. That includes me. And if you, like, read something or watch a video and you get offended, that's entertainment for, like, a good hour. Because at least you get to feel something. But then after that disappears, you're just in your room again, alone. So, yeah. Hitting kids, man. Part of our culture. I don't know. I you know, the fact that, like, my parents only hit me and didn't go, like, further actually surprised me, just considering their background, you know? Like, my parents are I'm Chinese, and my parents are too. Crazy coincidence, right? And they grew up in China during the 1960s. Like, they were both born in the 1960s, which, if you don't know, 1960s China was fucking insane, dude. It was crazy Because at that time, Mao Zedong was still the head honcho, and something was going down called the Cultural Revolution. And the Cultural Revolution was basically it's like the biggest reverse Uno card ever played in history. So what it was Mao Zedong basically told everyone, guys, we have a new government, and I want everyone to give us feedback. Tell us what we could do better. Give us constructive criticism. Give us all your critiques. We want to know what you don't like about the government. So just, you know, millions of, like, intellectuals and really bright people started giving the government feedback and saying, like, oh, you know, you could correct this area. You could, you know, do this better, etc. And Mao recorded everyone who gave the government feedback and criticized the government and was like, okay, thank you for that. And then he killed them all. He murdered every single one of them. And it was millions and millions of people who died. Talk about a reverse Uno card. What a reversal. Come back in the fourth quarter. Oh, thank you for your feedback. You'll die now. Or go to prison until you die. So that was the environment. That was the environment that my parents grew up in. People were just getting killed left and right by the government. And so I don't know how you grow up in that and then still just be relatively normal. Because I think about how different our childhoods are. And it's just like how I was raised and how you guys are raised are just completely different. My biggest problem in first grade was whether or not I had the lunch money to buy Gushers. Whereas theirs was, maybe, I hope my uncle doesn't die today because he was a professor at a university. I really hope that doesn't happen. Poverty, too, man. I think on my dad's side, they lived, like, right by the mountains. And so they were all really, really poor farmers. So, you know, and communism, it works out. So, like, they didn't really organize their resources well. So, there was, like, huge starvation, like, mass starvation, which killed, like, millions more people. And that translated to, to the way my parents grew up, because everyone would have to have these, like, food stamps because the food had to be rationed. So being able to, like, eat meat was just, it was almost, like, unfathomable getting some meat. My dad was telling me how, like, his family was so poor that he had to eat, like, flour paste in hot water. It was just, you literally just take some flour, you boil it, and then you eat it. Maybe with some, like, sugar. It's pretty, that's as bare bones as it gets. You know, that's straight up empty calories. There's no vitamin D in there. Right? Meanwhile, if I got some Sun Chips for lunch when I was in first grade, I had it made. I was such a fucking crybaby when I was a kid. Dude, when I used to buy lunch at school. That was the big debate when you were in elementary school, buy or bring. And lunches, school lunches were so cheap. They were like, $2 in public school. And I would always forget to renew my, like, lunch card, because you had to, like, get you had to, like, you know, hand in a check from your parents, and that would pay for your lunch account. I kept forgetting, and then I would go like a month in debt, in lunch debt, and I still wouldn't renew it just because I just kept forgetting. And there was one day where the lunch lady was like, "I can't give you lunch. I just can't give you lunch. You haven't paid me in about 3 years, so you gotta skip lunch today." And then I started bawling, like crying. So then what they do is, because she freaks out, she's like, "Oh fuck, they're gonna think that I like fingered his butt or something." So she sends me to the principal's office, and I'm just like hysterically crying in the principal's office. And they're like, "What do we need to do to shut this kid up?" So they take out a bag of money, like $3, and they're like, "Listen, you know, we can give you this money so you can eat lunch today." But so I heard that, and I was like, I stopped crying. I was like, "Oh, awesome." But then they said, then they're like, "But you have to remember to pay us back tomorrow." And then I started crying again. I'm like, "I don't think I can pay you back. I don't think I remember." And I just started crying for like another 15 minutes. And they were like, "Okay, fine. Just eat lunch today." So I think they just paid for my lunch that day. And then I was really happy. And so I just, I had my lunch. And then it was time for recess. So then I started going outside for recess. But by the time all that lunch shit was sorted out, even recess had ended. And then so I found out I missed recess. And then I started crying again. So not my best moment, I would say. God, I was such an annoying kid. I'm probably an annoying adult. Bro, every time, here's how I know how cringy I am. Every time I look back at my life, I cringe. It doesn't matter what moment. As long as it's further back than the last 2 weeks, I'm going to cringe at everything I did. This podcast was started 2.5 weeks ago. I listened to like the first two episodes and I want to shoot myself in the face. I don't know if I'm the only one who has that problem. I hope everyone else does. I hope everyone else hears themselves and is like, "Fuck. Did I really say that? Why would I say that?" The best thing to do is to like go back when you were in high school and then look at your Facebook statuses. That shit is the best. Because you just say shit like no one cares about, right? You just have a status that says, "At the mall," with like 2 likes. Back then, if you got 2 likes on a status, you were crushing it. You were like, "Wow, I should be a movie star because clearly I have a fan base." Yeah. Facebook back in the day was actually fun. You'd like post on other people's walls and shit. You'd use like Facebook Messenger. Facebook Messenger was huge. It's like the only thing that's stuck today. People still use it. But back in high school when you were like procrastinating on all your assignments, just hop on Facebook Messenger and just complain with the other, your classmates. That shit was the best. You guys ever notice how when you're at a bar, it's always the ugly people that are the loudest? Like, and they're always with a group of hot people, too. Hot people. A hot group of friends always just has one ugly, one ugly fucker. I think they keep them there for entertainment. "Say something. Say something entertaining." But yeah, dude, they're always ugly people in a hot group of friends are always the loudest at bars. And you can hear them from across the venue, which is crazy because it's a dive bar and everybody's shouting. But you can just hear this one ugly person just talking about really basic stuff. Really, really basic stuff. Like a dog will walk by and they'll be like, "Oh my God, a dog, my little dog." I experienced that last weekend. All right. This has been the podcast. Remember, if you enjoyed, to rate on Apple Podcasts. And, yeah. Have a good day.